The specially planned area concept for Silver Creek, or the Spa, was approved by the County Council in 2011. It will have 1,200 residential units, including 330 workforce unit equivalents. Snyderville Commissioner Mike Franklin said the project is not just big, it's huge. Private planner Jeff Graham, representing the Village Center, said they plan to start building next year. He said in the beginning they hope to link up with the infrastructure in the neighboring Silver Creek Commerce Center, and he discussed where they will start on the residential.
Our beginning is essentially looking at apartments, looking into more of a townhouse type development, and possibly some single family. And it all concentrates again near the existing Commerce Center. Timing of this thing is all driven by the market. Right now the market is fairly hot. We want to be part of it. We see us moving forward next year fairly aggressively with development, residential development. Along with that, we're going to be providing the workforce housing. There's several agreements, and all these agreements, again, are going to be part of the development agreement that you're going to be seeing. And it's workforce housing is going to start right off the bat.
In the first 2 years, they will also provide a site and an access for the Snyderville Recreation District to create a community park. They will also develop a neighborhood park. He said they don't envision starting off the bat with the authorized 50,000 square feet of commercial.
Probably won't start until there becomes some establishment of out there or demand. And we already see there could be some demand. We're talking small commercial square footage here, 50,000 square feet. It's not a big commercial area. It's a service area. We're providing that commercial for the residents of this neighborhood as well as the Commerce Park out there.
Graham was asked what excites him about the project. He said the concept is a traditional village modeled after American small towns.
It's got a small little central commercial area spanning out with some higher density, some apartments out into small single family lots. And our lots on this thing are somewhere in a neighborhood the size of what's in Prospector Square, 7,000 to maybe 14,000 square foot lots. If you think of Main Street Park City, that's what our Main Street wants to be. Use of brick, use of concrete, trying to create an atmosphere to where there are living quarters, apartments, or whatever above the commercial areas.
He compared the plan not just to Park City, but to Daybreak, the large project in the western Salt Lake Valley.
The streets, the neighborhoods are all interconnected. This is a very much of a walkable community. Walkable from anywhere there. We have worked with the city and the county on bus and transit. There are bus stops all throughout the major loop road there. The homes and the architecture in there are similar to what we find in Old Town, historic Old Town. Or another good example of that is Daybreak. I think everybody's familiar with the Daybreak. That's kind of where we're headed, to where colors, height, porches, garages fed off alleys. So there's no garages along the front streetscapes.
Private planner Jeff Graham, representing the Silver Creek Village Center. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.